that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a trap. It's physical.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, what does love got to do with anything? What does love got to do with anything? You know, what does love got to do with truth? And what does love got to do with the gospel? The truth of the matter is, I believe Christianity today is way too emotional. And I think sometimes we rely too much on emotion instead of truth. Sometimes when you're a Christian, you might not feel the love from others, the love from your family, or the love from your peers, or even the love from your pastor, or the love from your church. You might not feel love because love is not a feeling. You need to understand, people out there, that love is not a feeling. So what does love have to do with anything and the truth? Love is something that is eternal, and love is something that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, who is eternal, and He loves you without end, amen, even though you might not feel Him. So what does love have to do with anything? You know, if you ask someone what love was, what kind of response would you get? You'd probably get a very different kind of response. But many people would say that love is somehow related to a feeling, I suppose. And when you fell in love with your spouse, You likely felt a strong emotional attachment to him or her. You thought about him or her constantly. And you felt a surge of excitement when you were about to see each other after a long period of separation. And even though these are wonderful feelings, but I'm here to tell you, what does love have to do with truth? And what does love have to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, unfortunately, love can be related to a feeling or emotional connection or a need. However, true love in the Bible is a lot much more. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 8, it talks about love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, and it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. What does love have to do with anything? The truth of the matter is, love has nothing to do with anything. But, you know, love protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. You know, the truth of the matter is, if God would have gave up on us a long time ago because we didn't even love God back. But love never fails. Love never fails. Even our knowledge will pass away, and everything will pass away except God's love, because God perseveres. Nations fall, nations rise, but God is still there. You know, in the Greek language, there's a lot of different meanings of love. Eros, this comes from erotic, or this is a sense of a sexual kind of attraction. This is eros. This is kind of love that's strong. It's thicker than water kind of love. Then you got philia. This type of love is pertaining to what we might call the brotherly love. This is not sort of like a kinsmanship. Eros is more of a sexual attraction. Storge is more of a family kind of love. Philia is a kinsmanship. And then, of course, you got agape love. This is unconditional love. And this kind of love is very hard. I mean, we're not talking a kind of sick, loveless, homosexual kind of love that seems to be infiltrated into the world. No, we're talking about agape love, an unconditional love. We're talking about God loves us unconditionally.
You must try to ignore that and be more.
Yes, and there's a good kind of love and there's an evil kind of love. And I believe today, when we start talking to a Bible, we got to talk about what's good and evil. Unfortunately, in today's society, we don't have a standard of right or wrong anymore because we've taken the Ten Commandments out. But I'm here to tell you today, but God is, God hates evil. And true love, love does not delight in evil but rejoices in the truth. And I think today we need to ask ourselves this question: what does love have to do with anything? What does love have to do with Jesus? Jesus tried to love you, but you killed him. Jesus tried to love, but you didn't receive his love, you just killed him. You know, you might feel evil. Does that mean that Jesus does not love you? You might feel not worthy of anyone else's love. Does that mean Jesus does not love you? Come on, somebody. What does love have to do with anything? Love is not a feeling, and Jesus is not a feeling. It doesn't matter how you feel or how you feel towards me or feel towards Jesus. What does love have to do with anything? Truth is truth, and that's final. If the truth is presented to you harshly, or if the truth is presented to you very nice with sensitivity, it doesn't matter how the truth is presented. Truth is truth. Truth is truth. So what does love have to do with anything? Jesus is truth. Whether you like it or not. Jesus is truth. Truth is something we cannot hide. It's the truth. Love has no more to do with the truth than hate has to do with the truth. What does love or hate have to do with the truth? The question is, what is truth? Love or hate has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with it at all. The Bible says, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to this earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his whole household. So what did Jesus do? Did he come to bring love? Did he come to bring everyone hold hands? No, he said, I come not to bring peace, but a war. He says, I come to bring a war, which means that not everyone's going to accept you. That's fine. So my question to you, what does love have to do with it? Doesn't matter if people love you. It don't matter if people hate you. It don't matter. Doesn't matter if people love you or hate you, does it? What does love have to do with anything? The truth is the truth, and Jesus is the truth. And whether I speak the gospel to you harshly or nicely, love has nothing to do with the truth. Proverbs 8:13 says, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. This is what the Lord says in Proverbs 18. The fear of the Lord is to hate what is evil. Then it goes on to say, I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. What does love have to do with anything? Psalms 97, verse 10. Ye that love the Lord will hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hands of the wicked. You know, when the Bible talks about hating evil and hating those that God hates, it doesn't mean that you wish harm on them. No. It doesn't mean that you wish harm. But what we need to do is we need to hate the things that God hates. We really do. We need to hate the ways. We need to hate evil. It's very unbiblical. It's very unbiblical to wish harm on anybody. It's very unbiblical to hate those that mock his name. But it's very biblical, and what God's word says is we need to hate what is evil. You know, because I love God so much, I will hate anything that he hates. And believe it or not, our God opposes and he hates a lot in this world. So my question to you is, what does love have to do with anything? You know, God's servant hates evil, and we as God's servants need to hate what God's hate. Yes. Yes, we do need to hate evil. You know, it's wrong to hate the sinner, but it is very biblical to hate their sin. And I'm here to tell you today, what does love have to do with anything? It don't matter how you feel. Truth is truth. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like a lot of things. A lot of people hate flag burners, for they hate America and our country. How about hating false teachers, for they spread a false gospel? How about we should hate liberal churches and liberal books? And we can go on and on. It's a lot of things you can hate. How about hate those that cause division in the body of Christ over trivial matters and so on? There's a lot of things that I believe today. There's a lot of things out there. But what does love have to do with anything when truth is truth? You know, I find it sad that there are so many churches these days that claim to love God yet tolerate sin, tolerate evil in their midst, and bear the name of Christ. But how can they love God if they also love evil? It's impossible to serve both God and their evil. Years ago, people used to not tolerate all the filth and evil on TV, yet many Christians these days are not bothered by these same things. There are many Christians out there that watch TV programs called American Idol, and they watch it with a conscience toward the great evil in its name, and the Bible calls that show evil, for it bears the name Idol, and it's an abomination to God, Leviticus 19:4. So besides idols, God hates concealed evil, desires toward our neighbors, and vows that we do not keep. The truth of the matter is, God hates evil.
You must try to be.
He hates evil. And the world crucified our Lord Jesus Christ, so God says the world's evil. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 17, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false hope, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. You know, we do need to love our neighbor as ourselves. And our neighbor is anyone we come in contact with. The Good Samaritan mentioned in Luke 10 was a good example of someone that loved his neighbor as himself. You know, but God also hates people that do not.
There's a name for it.
They do not take him serious. They do not take him serious. The question is today, what does love got to do with anything, and does God hate? You say that Jesus died on the cross because he loved us. Yes, he did, when he died on the cross, because he loved you and you crucified. He tried to love you by sending his own son, and you killed him. Killed him. What does love got to do with anything? You killed love. Then you decided to resurrect an idol, what your own love should be. You said, no, this is love, God. He said, no, this is love. So what has love got to do with anything? You said, love is an emotion. I want to be romantic. I want to be romantic like everybody else. And I want a relationship every year because I want to feel love. And God says love is eternal. What does love got to do with anything? Does God hate evil? Malachi 2:16, it says that God hates people that don't pay their bills, and he hates divorce. And there's also a list of sin that God hates in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. God hates a lot. God could destroy me in a heartbeat. I'm not perfect. He hates a proud look. God hates a lying tongue. He hates a man that sheds innocent blood. God hates a heart that devises wicked plans. God hates feet that are swift in running to evil. God hates a false witness who speaks lies. And God also hates the one who sows discord among brethren. You know, the truth of the matter is, what does love got to do with anything? The truth of the matter is, God hates evil. The Lord hates all sin, but he hates the sins above even more so. These are the things that God hates. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devised wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and the one who sows discord among his brethren, that including the church that tries to divide it. You better believe God hates some folks out there today. You better believe that God hates evil. And you better believe today, I'd have to say, that God isn't going to tolerate much more. Yes. These are an abomination to him, and he hates them. Those that claim to love the Lord will hate these sins and all sins that displeases God. You know, in Psalms chapter 119, verse 104, through my precepts, thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I hate every false way. Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness cults, Christian Science, Scientology, Oneness Pentecostalism, Roman Catholicism, atheism, agnosticism, humanism, the New Age belief. This is what the Lord hates. He hates every false way, every false religion. We should hate all that is contrary to God and His Word. What does love got to do with anything? We should hate every false way and everything that teaches a doctrine and a way apart from God and what is communicated in His Word. The way of salvation is clearly spelled out. And it says that you hate false teachers of religion that leads people astray. These types will face their judgment for leading people down the path of destruction. You know, I love the Word and I love God. Psalms 119, 113. If we love God, then we will hate evil. And if we do not love God, then we will not hate evil. This is simple. If you love God, you will hate evil. But if you do not love God, then you will not hate evil. God's people hate evil and all that God hates. If we do not hate evil, then we do not love God. Hating evil is an essential and glorious feature of God's character. What does love got to do with anything? For God's children should feel the same towards evil, for evil is an abomination to His children, just as it is to God. We should hate evil. We should hate evil. And I'm here to tell you today that we're moving into such an evil spirits are being released on America like never before. Psalms chapter 139, verse 21. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against Thee? If you can't hate false doctrines and false ways, then the love of God may not be in you. We need to hate those that hate God and His ways. No, I am not talking about hating them personally. I'm referring to hating their ways. That's what we need to do. Come on, somebody today, that we need to hate evil. So my question to you today, what does love got to do with anything? You might not feel love. You might not know love, but I'm here to tell you that love is eternal and God's been loving you from the days of age. God has persevered with His love. He still sends His prophets and He's trying to love you. But I'm here to tell you today, what does love got to do with anything? What does love got to do with anything? Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancies, and the evil ways, and the froward mouth do I hate. Amos chapter 5, verse 15, hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. You know, why then is the church today tolerating evil? And why is the church today open to evil? The answer is because the church does not love God, but instead tolerates the love of evil, so many are insensitive toward God and love evil instead. The church of today is described in the passage of the Scripture below. Psalms chapter 36, verse 1 and 4. The transgression of the wicked saith within thy heart that there is no fear of God before His eyes, for he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and dissent. He hath left off to be wise and to do good, and he deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in the ways that is not good. He abhors not evil. I hope and pray today that Christians will be in this category described in the passage below. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, for thine arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine eager, neither in any of rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden that is so far from me. You know, those that claim to love God and act Christian in a church, school, or around other believers, yet do not really love God, are fulfilling 2 Peter 2:22, as they are like a dog that returns to his vomit. So I challenge you to love the Lord by hating evil. You must oppose evil. You must stand against evil. And evil must be exposed publicly. Ephesians 5:11.
You must understand, oh, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of born-again girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than whatever the reason you do.